from askpaul.ie. It is Paul Merriman. Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Do we know most of what's going to happen in today's budget?
Yeah, it looks like it. It's been pretty well leaked at this stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, it started about 2 weeks ago. Sunday papers had a lot in it. Although there's been a few changes from what was in the Sunday papers into this morning's Irish Times and Independent. So there's different reports coming out. I think the main point of this for everybody, Martin, is that it's very important that people look after their own house. I'm not trying to say anti-budget, but I think while the budget's on, I think it's very important for everybody to sit down and do their own personal budget template and get their own house in order, because there's not going to be a lot of money given back by government in this budget.
Okay, so it's a budget package of 3.4 billion. Yeah. And if we look at it this way, what are people expected to get or to taken up? Well, they're going to get something like, what
they're
is it,
so the big one here is going to be the move from the standard rate of income tax. So at the moment, that's €34,550. There was movement, so that means if you're up to that level, you pay 20% in tax, then you go into the higher rate of income tax of 40%. Yep. There was talk that this was going to move by about €1,000 to €1,500. Today, they're reporting it's only moving by £750. It will mean about a fiver in your pocket a week if you're lucky. So again, not an awful lot.
$35,300
is going to be a tax bracket. So not a massive difference. It will matter to some people, but in the overall thing, overall scheme of things, it's not going to be that massive.
Okay.
So again, that's the big one. The next thing they're going to look at is the USC. They're going to cut the USC by 0.25%.
Now, the USC is something that was introduced in January 2011 when we were in the recession, and which I think for an awful lot of people in this country, we're still feeling the recession, but for some reason we're like the fifth richest country in the world.
Yeah.
They're not getting rid of it ever.
No, they're not going to get rid of it. Like anything that's introduced on a temporary measure from the government, it's never going to get. It's a massive take for them for tax. You know, it makes up a big chunk of money for the government. They're going to bring it down by 0.25. But I will say that is why these reports are coming out as it being richest five into the top five of the country in the world order is because of GDP. Mm-hmm. GDP is not, it doesn't affect people's back pockets.
No.
All the American companies make up GDP, and there's so much that GDP takes into account. That's the wrong thing to be counting. If you look at the cash
flow, the money is then repatriated,
exactly.
So it's GNP.
So when you look at the actual cash flow that's out there for a government to spend, it's really pittance compared to what it was in the height. So this thing and the mismatch of the Celtic Tiger and where we are today is purely because they're just using the figures that they want. It doesn't mean anything to anyone's back pocket. So what makes a difference to your back pocket is the likes of the USC, the likes of the income tax brand, etc.
So the income tax band is going up, USC is coming down. So
yes.
Are we looking like, okay, an average person, we take an average person in Ireland, are we looking at about €300 a year?
Yeah, so again, you're not going to be, anyone kind of in between the, if you're floating in around the lower rate into the higher rate of income tax, so say from 33, maybe up to 50K, you're going to be up a few €100 a year, that's it. But now there was also talks of carbon tax coming in. It looks like that's not going to happen now from reports today, so that'd be interesting to see. But then again, if you look at the likes of cigarettes and alcohol are going to go up, after the budget time, inflation's going to start going up next year, so that's really £400 is not going to be.
Are they doing the same on cigarettes, 50 cent again?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to even be higher from today's reports. But again,
it might be more than 50 cent.
It might be more than 50 cent. Yeah, it might be more than 50 cent. So again,
and drink, what are they doing to that?
Drink is just going to increase. That's basically it. The big one, I think, is the bad news is for the hotel industry, is that they're going to increase the VAT rate there for the hotel industry.
So wasn't this the payoff? It was like, put the money on diesel and petrol, or we're putting the VAT onto the hospitality?
Yeah, it was a payoff, or it was a trade-off, I suppose. But again, with the whole news, Airbnb has been slammed over the last couple of months in relation to being towards the housing problem, which I think is a scapegoat, personally speaking. Airbnb came out a couple of weeks ago saying they've got about 890 odd houses on long term rent. That's it. That's not going to solve a housing crisis. So if they do put a ban or a tax or a limit on the people that can use Airbnb, and we increase the tax for tourists coming into the country staying in a hotel, I just don't think. Again, the
if you look recently, okay, this was about 6 or 7 months ago, I looked online and friends of ours were looking for a house. There was three houses in Galway that they, I think they wanted four bedrooms. Three houses in Galway for rent on Daft. We went on to Airbnb and there was something like 500 there.
Yeah. And look, it does, again, that's short-term rental.
Short-term rental.
So
rentals,
that doesn't really kind of add on to the homeless problem, my opinion. If you look at the hard stats, you have to go with long-term rents are only about 800 or 900. But again, I just think that taking a pop now at the hotel industry, like, we need tourism. It's a kind of really thriving part of our country, especially with Brexit. I just think it's a bit harsh. But again, they have to take it from somewhere. So that's obviously where they're looking.
It's at 9% VAT now. That was obviously dropped down. So 13.5%.
Yeah.
Why didn't they create another tax band and put it at 11%? Because they needed that money.
They could have done. Yeah, look, again, there's I'm not saying it's a lazy budget. Pastor hasn't got an awful lot to play with here, but again, it's just going very, like, it's like a smash and grab, we feel, on the hotel industry. I just think it's the easiest place. It was 9, it was 13 and a half. Now, in fairness, some people say that the hotel industry have had a good ride for the last 10 years. Like, you know, as in when the recession was on, they weren't touched. 9% was good compared to everybody else.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think with the Airbnb, the hotel industry, the tourism and hospitality industry, I just think it needs to thrive more. We're building more hotel rooms. You want to get more people into the country.
Building more hotel rooms and not as much houses. You're like, okay,
know,
we need some
it's
houses.
It's mad, yeah.
Anything being done for housing?
Yeah, so housing looks like it's getting... Look, my problem here is there's a 500 million rainy day fund supposedly put aside. I think a rainy day is now. I think housing and I think the HSE and the state of our health service are emergencies. So again, if you look at the capital spend for housing, it's about 482 million, an increase up to 2.1 billion. I think that should have been doubled. I think you take the rainy day, 500 million, and pump it into the housing crisis as well. Again, when it comes to housing, it's just the same stuff from government.
There's going to be another Help to Buy scheme, isn't
there? There's going to be Help to Buy scheme 2, which will be introduced. There's no real idea what that is looking like yet. It will help first-time buyers.
And with the Help to Buy scheme, I'm assuming they're trying to inoculate against helping them to buy and then that driving up housing prices again.
Yeah, well, again, they had a cap on the Help to Buy scheme, you know, 310. They also had it on the Rebuilding Ireland home loans as well. There was a cap of 320,000 for the major cities in Ireland. So they're trying to put that cap there to stop it increasing. The other thing they've interestingly done in housing, what looks like a leak on Sunday, is not in the press today, is that for landlords selling property, they have to usually kick their tenant out around by the time they sell it. It's very hard to buy in situ. Now they're bringing in a tax incentive for if a new landlord buys that property and the tenant is in situ, they're going to get a reduced capital gains tax for 4% a year over 5 years. So that means that the landlord, a new landlord, will have a good tax rate. So that means that some people shouldn't be kicked out when their landlord is selling. It'd be an attractive for a new landlord to keep them in situ.
Holy mother of God, that could actually make a huge amount of difference to people.
It could make a huge amount of difference, but again, it's incentivizing landlords to sell the house to more landlords rather than putting it back into the market for first time or second time buyers. So again, it's so hard everywhere you look and turn.
Literally banging my head off the table. Some messages here. Whatever we get back out of this budget, they're taking again and more in the likes of carbon tax, etc. Although I'm here with Paul Merriman from AskPaul.ie.
Yes, and it carbon does look like carbon tax mightn't actually be going ahead. From today's reports, it looks like it's being scrapped.
It's like they flew that kite and they scared everyone, and it's like, no, we're not giving it to. We'll get nothing out of this budget. The only people that will get anything is the people on welfare that can get medical cards, fuel, travel, etc. Nothing for middle income or self-employed. Again, now let's talk about the self-employed for a second.
Okay,
Paul.
So I'm delighted with the self-employed news. It looks like the self-employed are going to be entitled to social welfare, the dole.
Like, this is huge.
This is huge because they've never had any help before and it's ridiculous. So I think it's massive. We're a country built on SMEs. There's about 250,000 SMEs or sole traders in Ireland. And if you take a leap of faith, you leave your job, you go out, set up a business, and it doesn't work, and you can't get back in, you get no help from the government, which is ridiculous because self-employed people are the backbone of this country, I think.
And they're creating
and they create
the employment.
So much employment, they create so much tax revenue as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm delighted with that. So it looks like, it was again reported that it's in, but it looks like it's a dead cert.
There are a good few reports coming out that self-employed people, if something, and God willing, nothing ever happens, that everything goes great.
Of course.
But could be entitled to social welfare payments.
Which would be brilliant.
First time ever.
Yeah.
If there is a carbon fuel prices, I won't be voting for them again. Apparently that's not happening. The extra tax on hospitality will cripple the industry. It's already a low wage industry. With this tax increase, most businesses will try to absorb it and lower wages more, or else make it too expensive for people to go out for dinner. It's ridiculous. Now, it will be passed on.
It will totally be passed on.
But minimum wage.
Yeah, minimum wage looks like it's going to increase, and they're going to actually increase the tax band as well for USC to take into consideration the minimum wage. So if minimum wage does increase, you won't come into the USC band.
Yes.
That was a concern. So
they're not going to take it off you.
Yeah, they're not going to take it off you through the USC, which is a clever move as well, I suppose. But again, how much will increase, nobody knows.
They're floating the idea of 25 cents to 9.80. We don't know how much it's going to be.
Don't know how much it's going to be. It's going to be an increase. Again, it really needs to come up, in my opinion, towards a living standard wage. I think it's 11.30 or 11.40, but I'm not going to go that high.
But
it really needs to go up to that, I think.
Here we go. Dee says, childcare. I left my job to look after my three children. No affordable state system in place to look after our children properly. Makes more sense to leave full-time employment. How messed up is that?
There is a little bit for childcare. For those, it looks like it's going to be for those that were earning less than 22,700 could get onto their support for childcare for an increase of about 145 quid a week for full-time, 80 quid for part-time childcare. That's going going to be increased to another 26,000 now as well. So there will be a little bit about childcare, but you have to be on a relatively low income. Again, with this rainy day fund, I don't know why they didn't dump that rainy day fund into creating more childcare for everybody across the board, because a childcare, if you have a couple of kids, is like a second mortgage. Yeah. So again, those on lower income, the squeezed middle are obviously feeling this as well. But the people are saying this is an election budget, and so people are saying that it's not an election budget, and it is. I think it is. I think any budget, you've already seen Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael come out and pat each other on the back and say, we took credit for this, taking credit for that. There's going to be an election in the next 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
They're all going to be flogging, there's no carbon tax, or we did this for childcare. So they're going to use this budget to promote. So whoever texted in there a few minutes ago saying, if the carbon tax, we're not going to vote, that's what you need to be saying to your politicians. We need to be getting, you know, we need to be getting onto them and saying, we're not happy with this and that. We don't say enough in this country.
With the Rainy Day Fund,
yes,
they're saying this is our fund for Brexit. That no one knows how the chips are going to fall when it comes to Brexit.
No,
we haven't a notion.
Fairness, no, we haven't a notion. I'll tell you one thing, if Brexit's a hard Brexit, that 500 million is going to be dropping the ocean. So, that's...
Hey, Europe, you know the way you took all our money, you're going to have to give us some of it back when that happens.
Exactly, yeah. So if there's a hard Brexit, I'm guessing there'll be a lot of support from Europe as well. That 500 million is going to be dropping the ocean, so...
I know that with the Grey vote, €5 hike to the old age pension from March, there is a message in here. What's with giving €5 extras to social welfare? ! I always voted Fine Gael, but I will not vote for them the next time round. Now... is something going to social welfare?
Yes, so I think there will be. I think the social welfare will get an increase. The Christmas bonus is coming in, and then the Grey vote, as you said, will definitely be getting the extra €5 as well in their pension.
With that €5 that social welfare is getting, it's not keeping in line with inflation.
No, it's not. No, again, the problem with this is that's where your election part comes in.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the problem. They're trying to cover off everything. There's not enough money to go around everybody. The Grey vote, remember, they tried to take the medical cards off them and they actually marched. That was probably the best successful protest that the country has ever had. They all turned out. So again, ever since then, it's been known to be the Grey vote was probably the most important vote to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So they will definitely be increasing that for them. I don't think. And it's good news for some pension holders that have private pensions, because the Christmas bonus will take in your minimum income, which will allow you access some of your pension earlier. As a rule, you can't, some of it till 75 years of age, but this will bring that rule to take that rule out. So again, it's a good vote for the Grey opening the Christmas bonus in.
This is his All-Ireland final day, so you can see it now, the website askpaul.ie. You'll be sitting down doing your thing and on Facebook.
The Facebook page is quite popular, so we're doing a video later on after about 7 o'clock, after all the news is released, and we'll also be sending out emails, or if anyone wants to get in contact, questions at askpaul.ie.